Burton Lady Panthers basketball is on. This playoff game against Harper is made possible by the Burton ISD, Plan North Architecture, Tegeler Toyota, Brenham National Bank, Sandtown Catering, Dahman and Associates, Burton St. John's United Church of Christ, DDM Pipe and Steel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, TNT Car Wash, Citizen State Bank, Burton Meat Processing, Felder's By and By, Wellman Insurance Agency, Brenham and HEB, J&J Packing, BVR Material, Collier Construction, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, Market Realty, and the Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll go to your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
The Bluebell Aquatic Center is gearing up for the spring weather with programs and activities that are sure to take care of those winter blues. Check out the Creative Waves Day Camp, where children can swim, craft, explore STEM activities, and learn real lifeguard skills such as CPR. Sign up for the Blinn Baseball Clinic on February 23rd or participate in group swimming lessons. The fun continues all year round at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info and registration for classes.
Burton ISD takes pride in excellence, both in the classroom and in athletics. This season, their Lady Panther basketball team has shown incredible dedication, hustle, and heart. Now, it's time for the playoffs. They've put in the work, and everyone at Burton ISD knows they'll give it their all. Let's come together, fill the stands, and show support as the Burton Lady Panthers take on the next big challenge in the playoffs. Go Panthers!
Go Fight Win Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers basketball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from the Burger Center in Austin, Texas. We welcome you to Burton Lady Panther playoff basketball here on KWHI. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you. And Daryl, we're moving up in the world. They've got us, instead of stuck in the corner somewhere, we're actually over here at center court.
Yeah, I tell you what, we big time tonight. We right on the mid court. We shouldn't miss a call at all tonight.
Yeah, we're in this gorgeous gymnasium. According to their PR stuff, it says it seats 5,500 people. And they actually haven't let them in yet. We were told that they weren't going to let the fans in until about 6:15. So that's why it's a little quiet right now, but it won't be for very long.
Yeah, it should be a pretty good turnout. It wasn't a bad drive up here. And when you move up in the playoffs, each game should get a little tougher. But I think our girls, they look pretty loose out here warming up, and should be a fun one.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it. And we've got more to tell you about here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let you hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Felder's By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top-quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
BBR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material have access to many other types of materials. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Material wishes the Burton Lady Panthers good luck during the playoffs.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
All right, as we come back here, and let's take a look at some of the other bi-district play, or excuse me, region semifinal. The boys are doing bi-district, girls are doing region semifinals, and other games going on tonight. Just underway at 6 o'clock, College Station at Pflugerville-Henderson, Fayetteville against Broadus, Columbus, Corpus Christi, London, and then LaGrange taking on Bridge City. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. And meanwhile, over on the boys' side, they got basketball action coming your way. And it's going to be the Brenham Cubs taking on Duquesne West Fork. That is over at Tomball Memorial High School. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening tip-off on the radio and the main internet feed. And then the Burton Panther basketball team making their first playoff appearance since 2019. And they're going to be taking on Big Sandy tonight. That's at 6 o'clock. Over at New Caney West Fork High School. And I know Coach Honeycutt and the fellas, they've got to be excited to finally get over that hump and get into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's an exciting time there. You know, them guys work really hard and just hadn't had that luck. But this year, finally, everything came together. We get to get a playoff game. Hopefully they'll go out there and have good luck and take care of business.
Yeah, it certainly will. And other games coming up tonight, you got Navasota versus Willow Ridge, and then Snook versus Sabine Pass, Mumford and Evadale, Lexington versus Buffalo, Fayetteville and Welder, Belleville versus Alameda Crawford, Columbus against Carnes City, A&M Consolidated, Kingwood Park, Huntsville against Crosby, Lake Creek and Dayton, Hearn against West Hardin, and Richards versus Prairie Lee. I have to look at some of the other games that are going on tonight. We've got more of the pregame to come. Let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the court. As the excitement builds and the competition heats up, now's the perfect time to plan your team meals, playoff send-offs, or end-of-season banquet. Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
All right, and we come back here, and we're coming to you from the Burger Center over in Austin. Beautiful facility here that just started letting the fans coming in, and we got the Burton Lady Panthers taking on the Harper Lady Horns. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you, and Burton coming in here. They are 30-5 on the season. Harper coming in 21-10. And so the record may not indicate it, but I mean, anytime you get this deep in the playoffs, you got to be at least pretty good.
Yeah, you know how to play basketball. You know, they've got three seniors, we got one. They got two juniors, and we're mostly just sophomores and freshmen. We have one, so it should be an even match. If our girls come out pressing like they've been pressing, I think we're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, we had a chance to watch them a little bit while they were warming up. And it looks like Coach Taplin and Coach Odie have got them ready to go for tonight.
Yeah, they're ready to play. It's a fun time. Playoffs, you get this deep. Once you get a taste of winning, hey, you want to keep going.
Yeah, we certainly do. And we're going to take another break, and we got more to come on the pregame. But first, let's send it back to the studios. Let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton is cheering for the Burton Ladies basketball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ. That's 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
All right, as we come back here to the Burger Center, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you, and the Burton Lady Panthers warming up, getting set to take on the Harper Lady Horns. Harper dressed out in the green and white, and Burton dressed out in the red and white, and get ready for this playoff matchup. But we already know going to be getting Goldthwait in the next round if we win here tonight, and so we'll be keeping an eye. Well, they had their game last night, and they got themselves a win, region semifinals, and to think, 3 wins away from going to the Alamo Dome.
That's where we want to be. That would be so exciting for our town, this program, that these kids have been working hard since they've been young. And Coach Staple and Coach Hody have done a great job with these group of girls. They play together as a team. And for Harper tonight, this is the tallest team, most athletic team so far that we've played in the playoffs. So we're going to have to be on our A game, and I think we will be ready to play. And just press them really hard and make them easy buckets. Jump to a big lead, it's pretty easy, right?
Oh, yeah.
We got Mr. Snow over here getting ready to take us some pictures. Yeah. He gonna be on ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
If they miss a foul, they're going to send it to him on half court here that can review it.
Yep. And as we continue with more of the pregame show, we're counting down, almost ready for the start of this one. Now let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. As family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to details, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Colliers to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers basketball team for their hard work.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in to Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh and smoked sausage available for sale. That's Burton Meat Processing. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday until noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs.
All right, as we come back here, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you from the Burger Center in Austin as we're getting set for this one between the Burton Lady Panthers and the Harper Lady Horns. And of course, coming up a little bit later, we'll have the Brenham Cubs in their game. That's against New Caney West Fork. And Tommy Lang and Stephen Drain with a call of the action for you on that one. And then, well, as far as later in the week, we're kind of going to have to wait and see who wins where tonight. But I understand, Daryl, you got an update on the Burton boys.
Yeah, my buddy Jeff Harmel texted me just then. Burton getting off to a little slow start. It's 19-2 at the end of the first quarter, but Hey, that's why you play four.
Exactly, and hopefully they can get in the flow and get back into that one.
You know, first time back in the playoffs, you're going to have jitters.
Yeah.
And you got to weather that storm. You know, 19-2, yeah, that sounds bad, but that's not that far behind.
Yeah, exactly. That, as you said, that's why you play four quarters.
Yes, sir.
Because it's a 17-point lead, but that's still very doable. Just got to put the butterflies aside.
And 5 3-pointers, you got the lead.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty simple.
Uh-huh. And you got some good athletes on that team, so hopeful with Caden Patterson, Yabani Brewer, Jason Gonzalez and that crew.
Simon.
Eli Simon, Ryder Biggs.
Yep.
They're definitely capable of mounting a comeback there, and we'll keep our fingers crossed for them.
You know they're not going to quit.
Absolutely not. And we're going to take one more break, and we should be back in for the starting lineups. First, let's send you back to studios, and let's hear this time 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton Lady Basketball Team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They like to salute the Burton Lady Basketball Team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks at the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers, from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty Incorporated congratulates the Lady Panthers basketball team and wishes you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty Incorporated, they offer just that. Contact Susan Schulenberg-Keel and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty Incorporated serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton Lady Basketball Team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They like to salute the Burton Lady Basketball Team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks at the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers, from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
And as we come back here, and let's check in while we're waiting for the start of this one on the Brenham Cubs at College Station and district opener. And well, that one's not going well either. College Station winning that one 4-0. And so far, Brenham has only managed just one hit in the game. So, not a good start to the district competition there, but still early yet, only fourth inning. So, fingers crossed.
We'll have to get them bats woke up, though.
Yep. And I think we're ready to go. The referees are here. Players are out. And just waiting on the opening introductions.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Burger Center for tonight's region semifinal playoff game featuring the Burton Lady Panthers and the Harbor Lady Horns. At this time, I'd like to ask you if you would please stand as we take a moment to pay tribute to this great nation of ours with the playing of our national anthem. And now let's meet the Burton Lady Panthers. Wearing number 2, Peyton Schubert. Number 3, Layla Ellis. Number 10, Isabella Young. Number 12, Autumn Applewhite. Number 23, Amaya Nickerson. And now the starting lineup for the Lady Panthers. Number 1, Maya Rodriguez. Number 4, Lexi Brazier. Number 5, Aaron Huntsman. Number 32, Harper Hody. And number 33, Valerie Hernandez. The Lady Panthers are coached by Christopher Taplin and assisted by Lauren Hody. And now, the Harper Lady Horn. Wearing number 3, Lana Childers. Number 11, Kaylin Raz, Kaylee Raz. And number 35, Kinsey Woolsey. And now your starters for the Lady Horns. Number 5, Kelly Nell. Number 12, Carly Lewis. Number 14, Sandy Spinrath. Number 22, Bailey Stacy. And number 33, Kaylin Woolsey. The Lady Horns are coached by Vance Milliken and assisted by Jessica Woolsey.
As we come back here, the opening tip-off about to be delivered, and those are the introductions for the two teams. And it looks like Aaron Huntsman's going to be jumping for Burton. And Carly Lewis for Harper. Harper dressed down in the green uniforms with white letters. Burton white uniforms, red letters. And opening tip off, one by Harper. And so the Lady Horns will have control of the first possession. And it's Nelms working it over to Stacy. Now inside, they were going for Lewis as the ball knocked away.
Knocked away by Hody.
And the bounce pass going to Lewis, and they work it around now to Spinrath. Not a deep bench for Harper. They only suited out 8 players tonight. That one knocked away. Burton, meanwhile, suiting out 10 players this evening. So a little bit of an advantage there.
We saw Harper in warm-ups. They did a lot of movement, a lot of rotation. Our girls are in a 2-3 zone.
Yeah, pass goes over to Bailey Stacy. Now trying to go inside to Lewis. Lewis being guarded by 3 and... She's going to put one up and draw the foul.
Foul on Hody.
Harper Hody with her first foul. And it's a Carly Lewis to the free throw line. And she hits the first one. And this is the second one, and Hody coming down with the rebound. Up ahead to Val Hernandez. Now Burton with their first possession. Hernandez going to Huntsman, now in the corner to Rodriguez. Back to Huntsman. Huntsman driving, gives it to Hody, and over to Rodriguez. Rodriguez going to fire up a
Bingo
three.
Bingo on the three.
Rodriguez, 5'6 freshman. And Harper working the ball up the court. Dumbs being guarded by Brazier and passes the ball off to Woolsey. Now back out to Nelms. Going inside to Lewis, back to Nelms. Nelms going to put up a three and she hit it. And we'll make it 4-3 Harper. Burton bringing the ball back up the court. Hernandez over to Rodriguez. Now over to Huntsman. Huntsman from just inside the 3-point arc misses.
Rebound.
And we got a whistle on the play.
Foul on 5.
Nelms. Kelly Nelms, her first foul. Each team with one team foul now. And it bounced past to Brazier. Back out to Rodriguez. Misses the shot. And coming down with the rebound is Bailey Stacy driving the court. Now she's going to stop and let the rest of the teammates catch up. And now Nelms at the top of the key. Gives it over to Stacy. Trying to work it inside to Lewis.
Huntsman knocked it away.
And Rodriguez going coast to coast. Lays it up, misses. Huntsman gets the rebound, and Huntsman puts it up, misses. And rebound out. Hody for three, and Hody misses. Rodriguez gets it blocked out of bounds by Carly Lewis.
Burton's getting a lot of rebounds in second chance, third chance shots.
And it bounced past Hernandez, and Hernandez. Well, they're going to get a foul.
Oh, 22.
That's going to be on Bailey Stacy.
Calling it tight early.
That's her her first foul, second team foul for Harper.
Threw it away, Bert.
Burton threw it away. It's a Harper's basketball.
Burton in their press right now.
And they've had a lot of success here in the playoffs with that full court press. Inbounds pass to Lewis, and that one knocked out of bounds by Hody.
Stalled in by Hody.
And Hody on Nelms, which that's a mismatch in Burton's favor. Referring to the size difference. And up ahead, going to Lewis. Lewis puts up the shot and draws the foul.
Harper looks like they did a little bit of scout on us on this press with passing the ball.
And Lewis with the free throw. And misses the first one. And hits the second one. And so that'll make it 5-3, Harper. We got 5:40 left to play here in the first quarter. Burton trailing by two. And three-pointer misses. Rebound out to Lexi Brazier. Misses. Brazier gets her own rebound over to Hody. Hody going to fire up another three. Rip Rattler won't go. Huntsman came down with a rebound. Tried to save it before it went out of bounds, but not successful.
Good hustle by Aaron.
That's been the only senior on this Burton team. They've counted on her a lot for leadership this year. And up ahead goes the Lady Horns. Nelms driving, passes the ball out to Spinrap. Now they're working around over to Woolsey. And three-pointer is cut by Nelms. Oh, they saved it in bounds. Spinrap put it up, misses.
Jump ball.
And Burton ball belongs to the Lady Panthers with 4:53 left to play here in the first. And now Layla Ellis can check in, and Huntsman will get a breather. Hernandez bringing the ball up the court for the Lady Panthers. And back out top. And three-pointer attempt. And missing is Rodriguez. Harper coming down with a rebound. And they get it up to Spinrad. Spinrad over to Nelms. Nelms driving, back out. Spinrad puts this one up and knocks down the three-pointer. And that'll make it 8-3 in favor of Harper. Ellis driving, going to put up the shot, misses, and a rebound by Lewis. And Lewis spin that, and
foul on three.
That's going to be on Layla Ellis. That'll be her first. Or no, they're going to say that she just went out of bounds. Coach was saying that
she got a break there.
Yeah, we did. And about passing, that's off of break. Another good save was off of one of the Harper players. Inbounds pass. Rodriguez is going to put up a three, and she hit it.
It's her second three.
Rodriguez, four, three.
Makes it 8-6. Harper leading Burton by two. With 3:45 left to go here in the first quarter. And driving the lane. Spinner tried to pass it off to Lewis. Ball stolen away by Hernandez. Up ahead to Hody. Hody lays it up, misses. And rebound putting it up and in is Rodriguez. And Maya's now got 8 points. Yeah, she's got all of Burton's 8 points so far. And we're tied 8-8. Inside to Lewis. Lewis lays it up and in for two. She dives the block attempt by Hody. And it's 10-8.
Burton timeout.
And Burton's got a timeout, so we'll take it with him. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consulting, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers basketball teams in the playoffs.
And as we come back here, and we got a three-point attempted by Bailey Stacy. She misses, and Burton comes down with a rebound. We're in the first quarter, 2:30 left to play. Burton up 10, or excuse me, Harper up on Burton 10-8. And driving the lane is Layla Ellis. Passes the ball off.
Blocked
ball
by number 12.
Lewis, she's a tall drink of water. And a little bit taller than Harper. They got Harper listed at 5'11", so she's got to be 6'1", somewhere in there. And Hernandez up ahead to Hody. And then we're going around there trying to get to Brazier. Ball stolen away by Nelms. Nelms driving. Ball stolen away by Hody. And they get it up ahead to Hernandez. Hernandez to Brazier. Brazier fires up a three. Just missed. Rattle around on the rim and just couldn't get it to fall. And we're going to get a foul.
Yeah. Oh, Rodriguez.
That one, Rodriguez, that's her first.
Nickerson checking in the game.
Yeah. Amaya Nickerson checking in.
Five Nelms. She can handle the ball really well.
Inbounds pass over to Lewis. And off to Kaylin Woolsey. Up ahead of Nelms. Being double teamed by Rodriguez and stolen Hernandez. Hernandez trying to go coast to coast. Spin move, lays it up and in for two. And Valerie Hernandez with her first basket of the game. We're tied at 10 with 1:08 to go. And coach for Harper wants a timeout.
I think he was about to get a 10-second on
Okay. And so with the timeout, we'll take it with him. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton is cheering for the Burton Ladies basketball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ. That's 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Yeah, still my Razor, she puts it up in for two, gives Burton the lead. Now Harper back the other way. Burton leading 12-10. And in the corner, three-pointer attempt.
It's her second three.
Spin round. And it makes it 13-12 Harper. We're down to 15 seconds. Burton can play for the last shot here. Over to Hody. Back out to Hernandez. And Hernandez over to Hody. Hody fires up a three, misses. And rebound by Spinrath. And that is the end of the first quarter. And our score at the end of one, the Harper Lady Horns 13, the Burton Lady Panthers 12. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
BBR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material have access to many other types of materials. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Material wishes the Burton Lady Panthers good luck during the playoffs.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
All right, as we come back here to start the second quarter, it is Harper leading Burton 13-12 in this girls basketball region semifinal matchup. And inbound pass over to Nelms. Nelms now over to Spinrath, back to Nelms. And they go down in the corner. And now back out to Nelms. Over to Spinrath. Back to Nelms. Nelms thought about a three now. Gonna get a whistle.
Hernandez.
That was calling Hernandez. That'll be her first.
Foul
call
number 23, Amaya Dickerson.
Oh, she called on Dickerson. So for Amaya, that's her first.
Huntsman came back in the game for Nickerson.
And pass goes over to Kaylin Woolsey. And ball stolen away. Rodriguez, coast to coast. Now going to pass out Brazier for three.
Bam.
Lexi Brazier now with 5 points in the game. And Burton takes a 15-13 lead. They temporarily put the score on the wrong side of the scoreboard as that one goes out of bounds. And then now pass over to Stacy. Gives it to Woolsey, and now over to Spinrath. Back out to Stacy. Over to Nelms. And back to Stacy. Going inside, Spinrath. Puts up the shot and gonna draw a foul.
That's going to be on Hody, second.
Second foul on Harper Hody. And that will send Channing Spinrath to the line. And she hits the first one. Spinrath, a senior on the Lady Horn team. She hits them both. And we're all tied up at 15 apiece with 6:43 left to go until halftime. Hernandez bringing the ball up for Burton. And working around to Hody. Hody puts up a shot, misses. And being ripped down by Nelms. And gets it up ahead to Spinrath. And ball knocked away. Hody swatted that one down. And now Hernandez up ahead. Now they go to Hody in the corner for three. And she
got
gets it.
Harper Hody. 4-3.
Hody with her first basket of the night. It's a big three-pointer to make it 18-15, Burton. 6:08 left to play.
Stole by Huntsman.
And up ahead, Brazier lays it up and in for two.
Lexi Brazier.
And that'll make it 20-15, Burton. And Coach Milligan from Harper not liking what he's seeing, and they're going to call a timeout. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Burton ISD takes pride in excellence both in the classroom and in athletics. This season, their Lady Panther basketball team has shown incredible dedication, hustle, and heart. Now, it's time for the playoffs. They've put in the work, and everyone at Burton ISD knows they'll give it their all. Let's come together, fill the stands, and show support as the Burton Lady Panthers take on the next big challenge in the playoffs. Go Panthers!
And we come back here. Inbound pass by Harper. And they were trying to go to Lewis. Ball stolen away by Hody. And Hody gets it up to Hernandez. Hody going to fire up a three.
That was a three.
It's
her second three.
And it makes it 23-18. Burton with 5:30 left to play here in quarter number two. And Nelms gets the ball over to Spinrath, is going up ahead, but ends up in the hands of Lewis. And that one laid up and in for two by Bailey Stacy.
Bailey Stacy.
And makes it 23-17. Hernandez over to Rodriguez, now going to Huntsman. Huntsman puts that one up, misses. And Brazier gets the rebound over to Huntsman. Huntsman going to fire up a three, misses. Rebound, Rodriguez up and in for two.
Let's say that's a good pass. We're going to give an assist to Aaron on that.
And that one is up ahead. And Lewis up and in on the other end.
We got two intense coaches here. and two very good ones. Because when Burton adjusts, Harper just, they just broke the press twice really easy. Coach Taplin is really upset on that one, so. Call him a quick timeout and cut that down, too.
We're just going to stay right here. What's the latest on the boys, how they're doing?
The last, it was 38-18 at halftime.
Okay. So we'll keep you up to date on the boys' game as they're playing over at New Kenny West Fork. Digging up Big Sandy tonight. And And there's a whistle about ready to resume play here. Burton leading this one 25-19. We got 4:41 left to go in the second quarter. And they're also just over on our main feed about to get the Brenham game started. And Brenham taking on New Caney West Fork. That one over at Tom Ball Memorial. And Stephen Drain, Tommy Lang, you having a call for that one for you. And pass over to Huntsman. And then working around in the corner, Brazier for three.
Nice
and
shot.
Down again. And now Lexi with 10 points as well. And it's 28-19, Burton.
Stolen by Huntsman.
Huntsman with the steal, puts it up, misses the shot. And out of bounds off of Rodriguez. She was trying to go for the rebound, couldn't hang on to it. And so Harper with the rebound. And they get it up ahead to Woolsey. Woolsey driving, puts up the shot, misses off the basket, but does draw the foul.
It's going to be on Hernandez.
That's Hernandez's first foul. And then they'll send Kaylin Woolsey to the line. And she misses the first one. Clanked it off the front of the rim. And hits the second one. And that'll make it a 28-20 game. Burton up by 8 with 3:53 left to go until halftime. Hernandez over to Ellis and to Brazier. Brazier puts up the shot, misses, and rebound up ahead to Stacy. Stacy going to stop, put it up for two, and she hits it. That'll make it 28-22. Burton's lead down to six. And Huntsman drives, little floater, misses.
Brazier come in.
And
bucket.
Brazier up and in for two. And Lexi with 12 points.
Lexi Brazier, 4-2.
Makes it 30-22, Burton. And up ahead, and three-pointer put up and missed.
Great shot.
By Bailey Stacy, and Burton with the rebound. And in the corner, Rodriguez is going to put up a three, missed. And loose ball, who's going to get it? And Spenrath, and Spenrath is going to be fouled by Huntsman.
Foul by Lady Panthers, by Aaron Huntsman. For the Panthers, number 32,
and Odie coming back in for Ellis. And they do get the spin wrap, and now over to Wilson and to Stacy. Got 2:45 left to play here in the second quarter. Burton leading 30-22. And that corner, they tried to go inside to Wilson and threw it out of bounds. And so basketball will go back to Burton. And inbounds pass. And that one is going to be in the corner. Ball stolen away by the Lady Horns. Driving the lane, puts it up, missing the shot is Nilms. And Burton coming away with the rebound. Hernandez. And a drive. She's got a wide open, lays it up, misses. And a rebound by Woolsey. Over to Spenrath. To Nilms. Down to 2 minutes to go. They go to Lewis. Back up to Spenrath and to Nilms. Gnomes to Stacy. And going to Woolsey. Spinrath. Trying to go to Lewis. Lewis couldn't hang on to it. Hernandez with the basketball. And Hernandez now passes to Huntsman. Huntsman cross court to Brazier. Brazier fires up a three, misses. And loose ball on the court. Coming up with it is Gnomes. And just missed. He was towing the line. And up ahead, Nelms up out of three. Now going to pass the ball off to Woolsey. And ball knocked out of bounds by Burton. And that's going to stop the clock. Got a minute 15 to go. Burton leading at 30-22. And got a head ball stolen by Brazier. She's wide open too. Lays it up and in. And Lexi Brazier now with 14 points. As we're down to less than a minute of play, Burton's now up to the lead to 10 points, 32-22. And ball
Brazier
stolen
again.
Brazier again. Has the ball off and has it stolen, and now there's going to be an offensive foul.
Yeah, Brazier's first, I think, huh?
Offensive foul call on number four, Lexi Brazier of the Panthers.
Yeah. Fouls on Brazier, her first. Forty-five seconds of counting. Burton with 5 team fouls in this quarter. Meanwhile, Harper has yet to be called for one. Up ahead of Nels. Back over to Stacy. And trying to go inside. And shot put up and missed by Woolsey. Burton comes up with it. And it's Huntsman. And back to Hernandez.
15 seconds left.
And they give it to Hody. In the corner to Rodriguez. Back out to Hody. You got 7 seconds. And Hernandez is going to fire it up. Rodriguez fires it up, misses. And that will be the end of the second quarter. And our score, it is the Burton Lady Panthers 32 and the Harper Lady Horns 22 as we go to halftime. Back with the halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Diamond and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Diamond and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Diamond and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
And as we come back here, we're at the half, and the Burton Lady Panthers leading the Harper Lady Horns 32-22. It was a close first quarter, Harper leading 13-12, but then Burton just kind of blowing the game open in the second quarter there. Dell outscored them 20-9.
Yeah, we hit a good group of threes there for a while, and then now that's press has starting to wear them down a little bit. We got a bunch of easy baskets off of that. And we got to keep this intensity up that they finished the half with.
Absolutely. And Lexi Brazier leading the way for Burton with 14 points. Maya Rodriguez with 10 points. Harper Hody with 6 and Valerie Hernandez with 2. Meanwhile, for the Lady Horns, leading scorer is Kelly Nelms with 8 points. Channing Spenrath with 5. And then you got Carly Lewis and Bailey Stacy with 4 points apiece. And, well, not a whole lot of fouls. Well, most of the fouls have been called on Burton. Harper so far only been called for 2 fouls the entire first half. And then Burton has been called, let's see, for 7 fouls so far. And so a little bit of a discrepancy there, but Burton more than making up with it by being able to hit those shots.
Yeah, 10-point lead. I'll take that at halftime. Now they're going to go in there and regroup. They kind of figured out how Harper was breaking that press and kind of got a little bit of fix on that. But Harper was getting tired. They play pretty much a 6-man rotation.
Yeah.
And they were getting tired at the end of this first half. So halftime came for a good time for them. I know they're not going to quit. I'm really impressed by their coach. He's really into basketball, just like Coach Staplin is. And, you know, when they both got on runs or saw something they didn't like, they called timeout right away and fixed it. And that's what good playoff teams do.
Absolutely. As we continue with more, the winner of this moves on to the regional championship later this week to take on Goldthwaite. Goldthwaite won their game last night, and should Burton do that, of course, we'll be following them every step of the way. In the meantime, before we go to break, we do have this announcement. As soon as I can find it here. High school hoops enthusiasts, mark your calendars for back-to-back UIL state basketball championships at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. The girls' basketball championships take place March 5th through the 7th, and that's followed by the boys' championships March 12th through the 14th. Be there to witness history in the making. For all the must-know details and to grab your tickets, visit uiltexas.org/basketball. Again, that's uiltexas.org/basketball. And we're going to take a 2-minute break and be back with, a 90-second break, and hopefully be back with the second half after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consulting, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers basketball teams in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty Incorporated congratulates the Lady Panthers basketball team and wishes you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty Incorporated, they offer just that. Contact Susan Schulenberg-Keel and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty Incorporated serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
All right, as we're back here at the Burger Center in Austin, getting ready to start the second half. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you. Burton leading this 32-22. And Lady Panthers will get the ball to start the second half.
The fans have been kind of quiet. It's kind of intense. They can feel the intensity on the floor. And so it's been kind of a quiet game.
Yep. And it bounced past to Hernandez. Hernandez, top of the key, gives it to Rodriguez. Over to Huntsman. Huntsman out to Brazier. Brazier going to fire up a three short. Might have got partially deflected there. Ball stolen by Hody. And three-pointer attempt by Hernandez. Misses. Loose ball on the court. And it is out of bounds, they're going to say, on Harper. And so Burton will maintain possession. And it bounced past to Hody. Or inbound pass to Brazier. I mean, now to Huntsman. Over to Rodriguez. Or no, Hernandez. Now to Hody. And ball stolen away by Nelms. Nelms over to Spenrath. Now to Woolsey. And back to Spenrath. Or back to Nelms now. And now Stacy. We're a minute in here to the third quarter. Nobody has scored as of yet. We're trying to get it down to Lewis, but being guarded there by Hody. And Nelms puts it up and in for two. And Nelms now with 10 points for Harper. Makes it 32-24. Burton still with an 8-point lead. 6:38 and counting here in the third quarter. And I'll give it over to Brazier. And up to the top of the key to Rodriguez.
Taking a little time off this clock. Yep. Nice job.
And Hernandez over to Brazier. Brazier back to Hernandez. Going to Huntsman to Brazier. Brazier thought about a three, drives, gives it to Huntsman.
Nice pass.
Huntsman with her first basket of the game. And back up to a 10-point lead for Burton, 34-24. And up ahead to Woolsey. Woolsey driving, puts it up, misses. Is going to come up with it, and it's Brazier. Brazier passed the ball off to Hernandez. Hernandez cross court to Rodriguez, down to Huntsman. And Huntsman slips on the court and loses the ball out of bounds.
They'll call a blocking foul.
Or did it? Okay. That's on Spinrath. That'll be her first. And they go to Huntsman, put the shot and missing. And she'll go to the free throw line.
Get two shots here.
Stacy, number 5, Aaron Huntsman,
Yeah, Stacy with her second foul. Huntsman will go to the free throw line. And misses that one. And misses them both. Lewis with the rebound. Over to Woolsey, and they get up ahead to Nelms. 34-24.
Ooh, foul on that.
Traveling call. Spinrath took an extra step there, and referee right on top of the play. And she mad at herself. Looked like she knew right from the moment.
Yeah.
She was that whistle.
Yeah.
She knew what she did. And Hernandez over working around to Brazier. Brazier fires up a three, misses, and rebound. And Brazier going to Hody. Hody inside. And Huntsman puts it up, misses. Hernandez comes away with a rebound. Now stolen away. And knocked out of bounds by Huntsman. And so it'll be Harper basketball.
4:46 left in this third quarter.
And it bounced past by the Lady Horns. And they get it up ahead to Woolsey. Now they're working around to Stacy. Now to Nelms. 4:30 and counting. And inside, and Rosie puts it up and in for two. And makes it 34-26. And Huntsman going to fire up a three on the other end. Rim rattler will go. And up ahead to Nelms. Harper. They've got Lewis under. Lewis puts it up and in for two.
Time out, Burton.
Just like that, lead down to 6 points. 34-28. And Coach Tapman wants a timeout, and we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's By and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
And as we come back here, we got 3:52 left to play in the third quarter. Burton leading Harper 34-28. And up ahead, Odie with the basketball. Now goes to Val Hernandez. Ball stolen away by Lewis. And Nelms trying to get the ball up the court. Full court press by Burton.
Block on Brazier, maybe.
Brazier, that's her second. And Nelms over to Stacy. Now to Woolsey. Now to Lewis. Back. Woolsey, and Woolsey puts
three,
up
a two.
They're going to say that was a two. She was just inside the line, and now it's down to a four-point game, 34-30. And Burton, Brazier's pass overthrown. She was looking for Huntsman, and now with another basket here, Harper can cut this to a two-point game.
Burton playing a little bit sloppy right now.
Harper right now on an 8-2 run. Inside to Lewis, back out. And trying to go to Woolsey. That one knocked out of bounds. Going to stay Harper basketball. And Channing Spinrath going to check back in. And Kaylee Raz going back to the bench. Spinrath puts up a three, misses. Rebound by Nelms. And
out of bounds.
She did step on the line. Stacy tried to get the ball before it went out of bounds and just got that big toe right there. And so 2:38 left to play here in the third quarter. Burton up 34-30. And three-pointer misses by Hody. Brazier comes away with a rebound. And Huntsman, Hernandez, over to Hody. Hody fires up a three, misses again. Loose ball, and Huntsman comes away with it. Has it down to 2:10. Going to Hody, now back out to Brazier for three, misses. And rebound that time, and they're going to say she stepped on the line. And Woolsey was coming down with it. And in the corner to Rodriguez, now going to Brazier. Brazier puts up the shot and misses, and who's going to come away with it? And it is Lewis, and puts it to Nelms, and now over to Woolsey. Pulls it back to Nelms. Ball stolen on the way. Oh, and Huntsman, or who's going to get called for the foul?
Call it on 14 of Harper.
Foul on Spinroff. That is her second. As Burton gets the ball back, and Hody fires up a three.
Nice
and that
three.
Time he hits it. And so for Hody, that's 9 points down. It's now 37-30. Give Burton a little breathing room here with a minute 30 to go here in the third. Nelms over to Stacy. To Lewis, and ball stolen away. And Huntsman with the basketball. Gives it back to Hernandez. Hernandez puts it to Rodriguez in the corner. For
another three.
Oh, no, they were going to say it was a two.
Two.
Yeah.
And so 39-30 with a minute to go. And just like that, Burton's lead back up to nine. Spinrath, and they go to Lewis. And Hernandez gets the steal. And loose ball on the court. And it's a kick ball. Clock is stopped. It's going to sit out on Burton. Clock is stopped with 46.6 seconds left here in the third. And Spenrath gets it across midcourt over to Nelms. And now going over to Woolsey. Up and in for two. And that makes it 39-32. 30 seconds to go. Hernandez with the basketball over to Huntsman and now to Brazier. Brazier with a give to Huntsman. Over to Hernandez. Hernandez is going to put up a three misses. And a rebound by Lewis. And it goes in.
14
going
to five.
Up. He's going to get a foul called. Spinrad.
Aaron's going to get two shots.
And so Hernandez, Huntsman going to the line here.
There you go.
The first one.
Coming in for Harper, number 11,
Kaylee Raz. Checking back in. Spinrath going to the bench. And Huntsman hits them both. It's at 41-32. And Stacy trying to launch one, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Burton Lady Panthers lead at 41-32. And 8 minutes away, we're moving on to the next round, and we'll be back to see how it transpires after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
All right, back we go. And Burton leading Harper here, 41-32. And over, want to mention over in the second quarter, Brenham Cubs leading West Fork 17-11. And we'll keep you up to date on that one. Nelms goes over to Woolsey. Back to Nelms. And over to Lewis. And they pass back. And it was going to go out of bounds. And it was off of Burton. So that means that Harper will retain possession. Going inside, ball nearly stolen away. Spin wrap falls out of bounds. Tried to hit it off one of the Burton players, but didn't make it. And so be Burton basketball. As the Huntsman will come out, Layla Ellis will check back in. And up ahead to Hernandez. Hernandez gets it to Ellis and to Hody. Hody going to fire up a three, short. And up ahead now, Lewis gets it to Spinrath. Now over to Nels, back to Spinrath. And now they go inside to Woolsey. Woolsey back out, and the three-pointer misses. And Lewis coming away with a rebound. Another three, and that time Woolsey hits it. And it's now 41-35. Back the other way, missing the three was Hody. And coming down with it was Stacy. Now ball over to Nelms. And we're going to get a timeout taken. And while we got the timeout on the court, I want to update some scores. And over at Alumni Field tonight, it was College Station beating the Brenham Cubett softball team 5-4. What was the final score there?
The boys are down 70-44. It's about over in the fourth quarter. But great year for the guys.
They certainly
great
did.
Great year.
And so... And then last check we had the Brenham Cubs leading New Caney West Fork 17-11, play early in the second quarter there. And right here it is the Burton Lady Panthers 41 and the Harper Lady Horns 41-35. Or let's see, Burton 41, Harper 35.
Every time we start to pull away a little bit, Harper makes a run. Then when they make a run, we answer back. So we haven't been in one of these close games in a while. So see how we're going to respond here this last portion of this game. 6 minutes left.
Yep. 6:27 on the clock. Harper bringing the ball up the court. Nelms over to Stacy, to Lewis, back to Stacy, and over to Woolsey, back to Lewis, over to Nelms, and back to Stacy.
Foul on Ellis.
And for Ellis, that's her first.
Huntsman coming back in.
And Ellis will head back to the bench. Inbound pass. That was the first team foul of this quarter. And over to... we're going to get foul called on the Huntsman thing over the back.
Foul called on Lady Panthers number five, Aaron Huntsman.
And for Huntsman, that's her second.
Stay aggressive. You still got three more, babe. Travel.
And traveling against Harper.
Inbound for the Lady Panthers.
Hernandez loses the ball. But they're going to call the 10 seconds for not getting across the half court line.
They could have called kick ball, too.
Yeah. Nelms. He got it by Huntsman. Now passes the ball off. And trying to go to Woolsey. And ball knocked away. Ends up in the hands of Hernandez. Down to 5:28 to go, and Hernandez over to Brazier. Now to Huntsman.
Nice pass. Nice shot by Huntsman.
Huntsman up at his two. She's got 6 points on the night. Makes it 43-35. And back out top. And three-pointer attempt missing. And coming away with it is Hernandez. Going to Hody. Hody inside. Huntsman up and again.
Nice pass again.
And Aaron Huntsman now with 8 points.
Back to 10.
10-point lead with 4:40 to go. Burton up 45-35. And Harper is putting that one up and in for two as Woolsey. Makes it 45-37. And now to Rodriguez. Over to Brazier. And Hernandez. Hernandez is going to slow it down here. And in the corner, Rodriguez thought about a three. Back out to Brazier. Brazier, the Huntsman again. Huntsman puts up the shot, misses. Rebound by Lewis. And ends up in the hands of Spenrath. Tipped by Hody on the pass. Ben Rath going over to Woolsey. And now to Stacy. Working around and driving the lanes down. Let's put the
got
shot.
A foul on Hody.
And that'll be third foul on Harper.
Harper Hody.
Or third on Harper Hody. And so now that'll send Nelms to the free throw line. And she misses the first one.
Missed both of them.
Hody comes down with a rebound. Gets it up ahead to Hernandez. And Hernandez puts up a little floater and misses. And goes out of bounds. And it'll be Harper basketball. Harper trailing by 8 against Burton. 3:30 left to play. And up ahead. Driving the lane, putting up the shot. Up and in for 2 is Caleb Woolsey. Woolsey now with 14. And it's a 6-point game again. And Hody with a big three-pointer.
Nice shot.
Harper Hody now with 12. Back to a 9-point game with 3 minutes to go. Huntsman with a steal. Huntsman passed the ball off. Dude looking at Rodriguez and gets knocked out of bounds by the Lady Horns. And it bounced past Hernandez. Hernandez tried to dish it off and now into the hands of Rodriguez. And for 3
and
misses.
Out.
And ball stolen.
Oh, 14.
And it was stolen by Brazier and then got fouled from behind by Spenrath.
Foul called the Lady Horns for 14, Channing Spenrath.
For Spenrath, that's her fourth.
For Harper, number 11.
Nickerson coming in.
And Hernandez in. Hody puts up a 3, misses, and a rebound. And they're going to go up ahead to Stacy. Stacy.
Out of bounds.
Stepped on the line, couldn't hold her momentum. She was going to Raz, and Raz just. Too much momentum taking her forward and got her over the line. And it's now Burton basketball once again over to Hody. And now to Brazier. Brazier to Hernandez. 9-point lead for Burton. Now just trying to milk as much of that clock as they can. Over to Huntsman and now to Brazier. Back to Hernandez. And we're going to get a jump ball call. And it will belong to Burton. And Hernandez gets it inbound to Brazier.
Got 2 minutes left in this game before we move on.
And driving the lane, and this shot is going to get fouled on the play by Bailey Stacy.
Foul call of Harper, number 22, Bailey Stacy. Since number 4, Lexi Brazier.
Going to put Brazier at the line. And she misses the first one. And she misses them both. And now up ahead come the Lady Horns. And work the basketball around the Nelms. Trying to go inside to Lewis. Ball stolen away by Hernandez. And we're down to a minute 30. And that one knocked out of bounds.
Coming in for Harper for 35, Kenzie Woolsey. Number 3, Lana Childers. Number 35, number 14, Sandy Stanley.
That looks like they're emptying their bench on the Harper side. And Lanny Childers now in. Over to, they're going cross court and overthrowing the pass out of bounds. And it'll be Burton basketball.
Minute 19 left.
Burton up by 9, 48-39. And Hernandez over to Brazier. Brazier back to Hernandez. It's the Huntsman in the corner. Now they're working around. To Hernandez over to Huntsman. Little floater.
Aaron.
And Huntsman now with 10. As 50-39 Burton with 54 seconds to go. Largest lead of the game for Burton, 11 points. And that Eric pass out of bounds.
Coach Taplin letting his young ones get in.
And now bringing the rest of the subs in. Checking in Peyton Schubert along with Isabella Young and Autumn Applewhite.
And number 2, Peyton Schubert.
And it's Schubert with the basketball up ahead to Applewhite. Now to Brazier. Brazier driving, puts up a shot, misses. Rebound, and another shot up, misses. And we're going to get a jump ball.
Possession arrow to Harper.
It's going to belong to Harper. Clock stop with 26.8 seconds left. Burton leading 50-39. And now just counting down until they can move on to face Goldthwaite in the regional championship. That one knocked away again. Out of bounds with 20.9 seconds left. And cross court. Three-pointer attempt misses. And loose ball on the court. And up and in for
5 seconds and this game is over.
And count it down. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And that's
Burton
it.
Moving on.
Burton is going to the regional championship. 50-41, your final score. Lady Panthers win it by 9. Victory number 31 on the season. And they keep their momentum going. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we will start the halftime, the postgame show. But first, let us send you back to the studios. And let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. As family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to details, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Collier's to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations Congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers basketball team for their hard work.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the court. As the excitement builds and the competition heats up, now's the perfect time to plan your team meals, playoff send-offs, or end-of-season banquet. Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season and good luck in the playoffs.
Burton ISD takes pride in excellence both in the classroom and in athletics. This season, their Lady Panther basketball team has shown incredible dedication, hustle, and heart. Now, it's time for the playoffs. They've put in the work, and everyone at Burton ISD knows they'll give it their all. Let's come together, fill the stands, and show support as the Burton Lady Panthers take on the next big challenge in the playoffs. Go Panthers!
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
All right, as we come back here, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you from the Burger Center in Austin. And the Burton Lady Panthers get the win 50-41, your final score. And they are moving on to the next round of the playoffs, the region championship later this week against Goldthwaite. And I guess we'll find out more information about that a little bit later. But a big win for the Lady Panthers after kind of being a seesaw. Well, and really the whole game was a seesaw matchup. It was like you were talking about earlier, Daryl. They would... Burton would get a good-sized lead. Harper would come back, get a lead again, come back, and it was just going back and forth for most of the night like that.
It was a great test. We needed a game like this. The girls hit threes when we needed to hit threes. Harper Hody just sunk some big baskets tonight that was clutch. And then you sit there and turn with Brazier. And then the defense turned it back up. Harper didn't go away, though. Give them credit. They kept battling, but we just put too much pressure, and then those threes were just daggers.
Absolutely. And we're going to be start shutting things down here. But first, we're going to take got another break to get in, and let's send you back to the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers basketball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens, and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in to Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh and smoked sausage available for sale. That's Burton Meat Processing. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday until noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job.
DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
And back we go here as we take a look at the final stats from tonight. And it was Lexi Brazier leading the way for Burton with 14 points. Harper Hody and Maya Rodriguez each with 12 points. Aaron Huntsman with 10 points. And Valerie Hernandez held to just 2 points, but played a lot of good defense and dishing the ball around. And so helping to lead Burton to this 50-41 victory tonight. And high school hoop enthusiasts, mark your calendars for back-to-back UIL State Basketball Championships at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. The girls' basketball championships take place March 5th through the 7th, and that's followed by the boys' championships March 12th through the 14th. Be there to witness history in the making. For all the must-know details and to grab your tickets, visit UILTexas.org/basketball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/basketball. And back for the final wrap-up after we hear of another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
The Bluebell Aquatic Center is gearing up for the spring weather with programs and activities that are sure to take care of those winter blues. Check out the Creative Waves Day Camp, where children can swim, craft, explore STEM activities, and learn real lifeguard skills such as CPR. Sign up for the Blinn Baseball Clinic on February 23rd or participate in group swimming lessons. The fun continues all year round at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info and registration for classes.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton Lady Basketball Team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They like to salute the Burton Lady Basketball Team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks at the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers. From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
And back we go here. And we are wrapping it up from the Burger Center. Once again, your final score, Burton Lady Panthers win this one. 50-41, the final score, a 9-point victory. And so Daryl, means we get they get another, not only we get another go, but they do too, another round into the playoffs.
Each game is a little bit more experience for these girls. You know, we're really young. Just Aaron's a senior, and got a lot of freshmen out there playing, and they hit a big lot of big buckets tonight. Really impressed with Harper. With her shooting tonight, she got more relaxed. You know, this whole team, they don't quit. They play together, and it is a team sport. Somebody picks each other up. We don't ever want this to end. We want to get all the way to state, and I know that they're focused. They're going to want to get there, and, you know, we got a pretty good crowd tonight, but mm-hmm. I think this next one might be better being on probably Friday.
Yep.
Should be a bigger crowd. We're getting closer to where we want to be. Hats off again to Harper. They played a heck of a game tonight. Well, they never quit, and that's what you want to see in a team. When you get to this stage in the playoffs, everybody is good. And it's just turnovers and big threes. If I had to say what I thought cost it, they turned the ball over, and we would hit some threes, but then they would steal. And they would hit some. So it was back and forth. It was just our night.
Absolutely. And that's going to do it for us here. I want to thank Elizabeth back in the studios for helping us bring this one to you. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make a broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
The broadcast of the Burton Lady Panthers playoff game was made possible by the Burton ISD, Plan North Architecture, Tegeler Toyota, Brenham National Bank, Sandtown Catering, Dahman & Associates, Burton St. John's United Church of Christ, DDM Pipe & Steel, Burton Friends & Neighbors, T&T Car Wash, Citizen State Bank, Burton Meat Processing, Felder's Buy & Buy, Wellman Insurance Agency, HEB & Brenham, J&J Packing, BVR Material, Collier Construction, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, Market Realty, and the Burton Chamber of Commerce. Once again, the final score was Burton Lady Panthers 50 to Harper Lady Longhorns 41. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Thank you for tuning in, everyone, and have a good night.